Communities throughout the Norton Sound region will continue to have patient care come Monday, December 19th. Health aides will not go on strike. KNOM's Lorelei Kinnean reports.
Community health aides are the only health care providers in most communities in rural Alaska. The Norton Sound Health Aid Association issued a proclamation saying if their immediate supervisors were not removed from their positions, they would strike Monday morning, December 19th, beginning at 8 o'clock. It is not clear if Village Health Services Director Barbara Collins was removed from the position or if she stepped down, but health aides in the region are pleased in knowing they'll soon have a new supervisor. Mary David remains Assistant Vice President of Hospital Services. Norton Sound Health Corporation President and CEO Devin Parlicker could not give specifics as to how the issues have been resolved. Parlicker did say that Norton Sound Administration is in communication with the community health aides.
Our intent at Norton Sound, and I speak on behalf of our board of directors and staff, is that these issues never come up again where, you know, it takes so much for us to respond to our employees. And that we are in continuous communication with them to ensure that we're proactive in addressing their concerns and making sure that patient care is not compromised.
Parlicker says community health aides are the frontline providers in rural Alaska.
They are the backbone of who we are and what we do in the community, and we certainly appreciate the work that they put in and the intent of the board of directors and management staff at Norton Sound is to ensure that we have a strong workforce that is committed to patient care. It doesn't have to resort to this in order for us to listen to them.
Health aides throughout the region wrote formal letters to various administrators and to the Norton Sound Board of Directors. The most alarming concern was that up to 70% of health aides in the region either resigned or were fired during the 18 months Collins worked as Director of Village Health Services. In letters sent to Norton Sound staff, aides spoke of being constantly belittled and bullied. One health aide said Collins made them, quote, feel like we are incompetent and downright stupid. She went further, saying health aides are capable and have gone through years of training. The health aides voiced their issues and concerns in verbal and written communication and said their issues were never addressed. Devin Parlicker again said he cannot comment on the specifics of how the issue has been resolved, whether Collins was removed or stepped down from her position. He's been the CEO and president of Norton Sound Health Corporation for exactly 1 month yesterday, and does say that in any organization, there are ongoing issues that need to be addressed between frontline staff and management.
So what I'm working on is to address this in a systemic manner. Instead of making this an isolated incident, I'm making this as an opportunity for us to improve and work on our ability to resolve conflicts and move forward.
In a release from Norton Sound Health Corporation, they assure Norton Sound residents that there will be no disruption in patient care. Reporting in Nome, I'm Lorelei Kinnean.